We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Stayin' Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and the Voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. We also have a new book coming out, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And you can find that on our website, emtexas.com. And you can pre-order that because by the time you order it, it might just be ready to ship. So each week on the Stayin' Young Show, we bring information that you can use. So if you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com, search the Stayin' Young Show, and download all the past shows there for free. There are so many on there. It just, when I look back over the list, I just get really excited. I'm like, I can't even believe we've done this many shows. And I start thinking about some of the really cool guests we've had on and some of the really strong topics we've discussed. And
are we due for an anniversary show yet?
We should do an anniversary show. I mean, there's so much great stuff. And if you're in one of our new markets, you may not have heard some of the old shows. So feel free to go on iTunes, search the Stayin' Young Show, and get some of those old shows downloaded. You know, we're always talking about age prevention and age management. And from time to time, we're throwing out various tips. And Dr. Anderson had this great idea. He said, you know, let's just do a show where we basically do the 1, 2, 3s and ABCs of staying young, go back over some of those tips we've given you guys in previous shows, and maybe some new ones we haven't yet told you, and just do a whole show just on these kind of tips. And I thought that was a great idea.
Well, we do, you know, each show tends to have one of these areas, but right, they never get pulled together and kind of, you know, here's your outline for the ways you can slow that aging process down.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's so important, and you guys can really, I'm sure, tell some great stories about, you see some patients and, you know, they may be 50, but man, they act like they're 70, or they may be 50 and they just got it going on like they're 30. And it's because of some of the things that they're doing, some things we're going to mention today.
Well, mine is, now I'm seeing guys and gals that, you know, went to high school with and that kind of thing, and looking at them, and, you know, they just look old. I'm like, good Lord, do I go home and do I look that old? And, nah, you look fine. You know, you're good. But they do start to look old. And they're now at the 50. These are all coming in at about 50. And all of a sudden it's hitting them when they look back in the mirror. That's like, oh, I think I better start paying attention to this. But the, you know, message for this is that it's at any age you can do these strategies. And the younger you start them, the better and greater the effect they're going to have. But at any age, you can see improvement.
That's right. You know, it's really interesting when you talk about going back to class reunions and things, because I grew up kind of when tanning beds first came out. I mean, they just, I guess, invented them. I don't know. But they became popular, and they were everywhere, and everyone's buying these ridiculously expensive memberships.
They had them in Dr. Gammon's day, too, but they were just shiny rocks that they held up underneath.
No, it was tinfoil. Tinfoil under your chin and under your neck. Yes.
Well, now, you know, they're paying for those memberships twice, because now they're all buying our Lifeline cream to try to get rid of all the sun damage that they've done. It's insane.
There's no doubt that cosmetically damage from the sun is a major factor in people looking older than they feel or older than they are.
Yeah.
But that's cosmetic. A lot of people feel old and act old and are much younger chronologically than they look.
Yeah, and you know, there's about 80,000 centenarians now, and there's some really low-end estimates for 2050. On the low end, they think we're going to have about 265,000 people over 100 years old. And then the high projection is that we could have up to 4.2 million people over 100 years old. It just blows me away. Time for Doc Shock. All right, so Doc Shock's where we kind of go through some of the latest research and pull something out that we think is interesting, shocking, or maybe it's something that's in the research that maybe we've been saying all along. But this one I thought was interesting. So there's a new study out that shows that a high intake of fatty acids found in fish is associated with a 14% reduction in the risk of breast cancer in later life. And that study actually can be found on BMJ.com. But breast cancer is one of the most common cancers. It accounts for 23% of total cancer cases and 14% of cancer deaths. And, you know, they went through and they reviewed and analyzed the results of 26 other studies from the United States, Europe, and Asia involving over 800,000 participants and 20,000 cases of breast cancer. And that's where they found out that marine N3 PUFA, not that you need to remember that, there's not going to be a test, but basically something that's found in fish is what accounts for this 14% reduction. Now, what I find fascinating about this is we've always known that Asian women are less likely to develop breast cancer, and we always thought it was a genetic component, but now I'm wondering it's because they eat so much fish in their diet.
No doubt, and you know, a good fish intake has been associated with longevity also, because it's not just this chemical, but also omega-3s, and of course vitamin D found in fatty cold water fish. So fish intake is a healthy thing, and it's certainly one of the things that can not only lower breast cancer, but make you live longer.
So add that to the list, eat fish.
Welcome. Time for the Immortal Minute. Today, a couple things to talk about. This one I had to love. We love hormones, we love testosterone, and we have a study that showed that testosterone changes will go up and spike after watching competitive events. So basically it supports the theory that competition helps you live longer because you will get spikes in your hormone levels. So what they did is they took a group of fans and had them watch their favorite team. And when their team won, they tested their testosterone before and after the win, and it went up. And the team whose fans lost, it didn't change. And so and one of this explains.
So they have to win.
They win. But even in, they've done studies where, and Dr. Gann was playing his words with friends here, is that competitiveness in anything will get you spikes.
So you see, this is a message for all the women out there. You have to let your husbands watch sports on TV. It's for their better health and longevity.
Please.
Thank you for picking up on that.
Now, okay, so do you think this works for women too? Because I'm thinking I was feeling a little testosterone when I was yelling at that ump at Walter's game the other day.
These were men, and so it affects men that way, it would be not a long shot to assume that it affects women. But, you know, kind of the message is we talk about keeping your mind sharp and, you know, working word puzzles and competitive, you know, games. And you can still play tennis and badminton and things even late in your years.
All that good stuff. Hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. And you can friend us on Facebook under Executive Medicine of Texas. We got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, the nutritional 1-2-3s of staying young. Are you looking to grow your business or drive people to your website? This is a rare opportunity. If you'd like to advertise on the Staying Young Show, that's right, run commercials during our show, you can contact us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. The best way to attract new customers is to go to people who are already interested in health and wellness. That's right, advertising on the Staying Young Show will help drive customers to your business. Call us today at 1-800-910-3932.
All advertising must be pre-approved by the Stay Young Media Group.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. And if you don't know how to do it, get your kids or grandkids to show you because they all know what iTunes is. At the end of our show, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation and we read your name on the air, then you could get a copy of the free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. We'll even sign it to you. Lots of fun. Don't hesitate to email us because sometimes we just get a little generous and send, send more than one book out. So if you think you know the answer, send us an email and maybe you'll get lucky and get a free book out of it.
Sometimes the answer is wrong, but the answer is so entertaining, we'll send you a book.
Yeah, I love some of the things we get. They're funny. So write down the website, emtexas.com, and this phone number, you ready? 1-800-910-3932. That's 1-800-910-3932. All right, this show's all about the ABCs and 1-2-3s of age prevention. And so let's go down the 1-2-3s of nutrition. So number one, nutrition.
Cut out the high fructose corn syrup.
Amen. Amen. You know, if you missed the show where we talked about high fructose corn syrup, there was a study that was in JAMA that actually showed that they gave mice, the same mice that could get in and out of this maze, they divided them in half. The only thing they added to half of the mice's food source was high fructose corn syrup, and they got stupid. They could not find their way out of the maze.
I had a patient in today, and she was in for herself, but she's sharing she has a stepson that's autistic, and she said she can notice a big difference when they're at home and they really keep the nutrition clean and fresh foods versus sometimes when they're out on vacation, whatever, they have to stop and get fast food. And she said, you know, his behavior deteriorates just because of that. And, you know, we see and hear that all the time.
Yep.
So just think about it when you're feeding your kids that. But, you know, that's the clean part. So, you know, I would tell them it's clean, lean, and green. But the clean is stay away from those packaged processed foods, and especially if they have that term in there.
Yeah, okay. So under the avoids of one is the avoids of high fructose corn syrup. But what about artificial sweeteners?
Well, clearly artificial sweeteners are bad. There's tons of studies to show it rewires the brain and makes people eat other foods that make them overweight and fat. So, you know, it's the old Diet Coke and a Big Mac sort of thing. So artificial sweeteners are bad. They also cause migraine headaches and
arthralgias,
all sorts of issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of nutrition, I have to slip in here the old adage, eat less. I mean, that has been proven conclusively many decades ago. Once you're over the age of 40, if you eat less, you live longer. It's that simple. And of course, the British royal family has known this. They're deliberately low in calories, and you see how long the royalty lives. So
they live a long time, but you know, the Queen isn't exactly skinny. Can I say that? Is that like, you know, bad to say?
This is America. We broke away from England, so. But she's
I'm not calling her fat. I'm just saying she's fluffy.
Well, she's fluffy, but she's, what, 87 now? And she's mentally sharp as far as we can see. So eating less and, of course, the other part is being active.
Yeah, that's true. All right, what about the do's? Now, let's talk about some things that have to be in your diet.
Well, I think that you want antioxidants from fresh ingredients, things like blueberries, spinach salads, green tea, and others. These have these phytoflavins that are tremendous antioxidants, and they've definitely been shown to help longevity.
Mm-hmm. The others to have in there, I mean, you can use natural sweeteners like honey. One that I did just last night was had cocoa powder, and just put a little cocoa powder, you know, on some berries. And so it was almost like having chocolate-covered berries, but there was no calories.
That sounds good, actually.
There was no calories. I mean, man, you get the mental improvement from the cocoa has by helping with the, I think it was serotonin, wasn't it, that it raises. So, you know, there's little simple things you can do that'll make food, and it doesn't go bad. I mean, you can put honey and cocoa up in your cabinet, and it could stay there for years.
I don't think the honey stays there for years.
Honey
doesn't
is,
give,
no,
doesn't it give that, like,
no,
white stuff?
Honey's the only food that never goes bad.
Really?
So they've got honey out of Egyptian, you know, pyramids that they found that was still edible.
And somebody ate it?
They said it was edible.
I wouldn't want to be the person to try it.
Omega-3s are very important, as we mentioned in the first segment. So that's
fish.
Another do.
Mm-hmm. Eat the fish. Yeah. And eat things in with good with vitamin D. So that goes along with fish, but also eggs. You know, a lot of people think that eggs raise your cholesterol, but there have been new studies that actually show that the nutrients in eggs are better for you than any cholesterol heart disease risk that's out there. So there's been study after study that prove that eggs are very good for you.
Well,
you
can, well within moderation, of course.
And you can avoid the yolk. I mean, you can get egg whites and still get the protein, good proteins without getting the...
I read a study that there's something actually in the yolk. I wish I could remember what it was, but something in the yolk that our body needs. So
right. No, you need it. But, I mean, there's a difference between having one whole egg and a few egg whites to make an omelet versus... you know, six eggs to make that omelet.
You could do the, you know, 2-to-1 thing. So, 2 egg whites to 1 yolk.
It helps keep the fat down and the calories from it.
The other thing, going back a step on the avoidance, you want to limit your red meat. So many people eat a ton of red meat on a daily basis. It's just too much saturated fat and carnitine. Carnitine is the chemical in red meat that recently has been shown to be more related to coronary artery disease than the fat. But they're both bad. If you eat too much fat, you get diabetes and hypertension. So you have to limit your red meat probably to no more than once a week.
Well, and no, don't just eat beef. I think the other thing is mix it up a little bit. And one thing, we stopped eating meat with every single dinner. We were like, wow, we can actually have dinner and not have to have that meat in there. But, I started doing the ground venison, and I can't believe there's, like, no fat in the pan after you brown that up. And putting that in with the pasta, when we do have gluten-free pasta, because we're gluten-free. And then another thing is lamb. You know, I'm shocked, and I didn't know this until maybe about a year ago, that people that have high uric acid levels and have issues digesting beef can digest lamb. It's just a different type of protein. So, you know, if you can fit lamb in there, that's a good idea, too.
Well, let's talk exercise.
Well, exercise has its limits. So you need to get up and move 4 to 5 times a week, work up a sweat. But the message is you don't have to lift Volkswagens and you don't have to run marathons. And both of those can be just as detrimental as being sedentary and not doing anything at all. But what most people probably don't get enough of, a lot of times people come and say, oh, yeah, I'm working the exercise, I'm doing my aerobics, you know, 3-4 times a week or whatever, is resistance exercise. And that's both men and women. They need to work those muscles against resistance. You know, yoga is great for that. A lot of the gals like that. You can do weights. You can do isometrics, push-ups, pull-ups. So you don't need a gym. So people travel, and we train them how to, they can do these exercises in their hotel room and still keep up their resistance exercise.
And don't forget swimming. I started swimming in the morning, so about 6:30. I jump in the pool and do a couple laps, and then I go to the deep end, and I just see how long I can, like, just sit there and hold myself up. That's a workout, let me tell you. You know, you do your arms for a while, and then they feel like they're falling off, so you go to your feet for a while. And then I get out, and I feel like, oh, I've had a little cardiac workout. And
but swimming's great resistance because the harder you push against the resistance of the water, the harder it pushes back. So it's like it's always maxed out and giving you good resistance. So swimming is a good example of resistance. Racket sports are good. You know, there's up, down, back, sideways. I mean, it's getting you moving in all different directions. The runners are the ones that are very unidirectional, and we have to coach them to do something other than running, and that they need to move laterally and move sideways, up, down, back, and get something else in other than this just one-directional exercise.
Yeah, good point. That injures there a lot of knee injuries and ankle injuries because it's that constant impact with the running.
It's not so much the impact. It's what you'll see is the runners get tight hamstrings because they're running forward. So the smart ones will, it's kind of funny, you see them in the gym on the treadmill walking backwards.
Yeah. I saw a girl running sideways. Do you remember that? We were at the hotel and there was somebody in the gym that was on the treadmill going sideways. I was like, I would totally bust my butt if I tried that. I would land and it wouldn't be pretty.
But she's working on the same thing is by getting that lateral motion. You know, you're working all the muscles of the legs, but a lot of the reasons runners get injuries is because of that. It's the same motion over and over, and they're not countering the opposing muscle group.
It's like the carpal tunnel of running. You know, like when you're at the computer and you're just doing that same repetitive thing, you have injuries.
And don't forget, for longevity, it's important to have a regular sex, too, which we've discussed in our book, Stay Young.
Right. That's great exercise.
Throwing that in as exercise again.
Absolutely.
You know, you can work that word into just about anything.
No, this is very important.
Well, don't forget to play with your kids. I think that is great exercise. And be careful because Walter here went out and did the whole father, son, the kids, you know, on the team against the dads on the team. And you know, there's always an injury and it's never the kids.
Okay. I tore a hamstring. Okay.
But well, just get out there.
But play, just in general, play mm-hmm. is important. And so they've shown that in studies that people who play, doesn't have to necessarily be sports, but just playfulness elevates your mood and can help with that.
Well, that's a great point. And if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. And the office number, 1-800-910-3932. We're always excited to hear from our listeners. Time for a short break. Stay tuned because coming up, we're going to talk about hormones and supplements, exactly what you need to know. You're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Effective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. If you have a lack of stamina, has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your vitality profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com, be sure to go there. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down the website, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. Now, this is funny because I don't usually give this part out, but it's 1-800-910-EXEC. EXEC. So if you're driving and you can't remember the last, just remember that it's 1-800-910-EXEC. And you know, this is a great show because we're tying together all of the Stay Young, the ABCs and 1-2-3s of staying young into one show. A lot of times we're giving you a little tip about this or a little tip about that, but we thought Dr. Anderson thought this up. Let's just do a show where we kind of go down the list and go through some of the things we've said before and maybe throw out some new stuff. So we can't stay young and healthy without balanced hormones and necessary nutrients that we need. So let's go through some ABCs. So A.
Abstinence.
Abstinence. What do we need to abstain from?
Alcohol. We've talked about moderation. I know you're looking at me like, I can't believe you said that.
Yes,
but notice,
yes,
notice I didn't,
from alcohol.
Notice I didn't. I did not define moderation. Moderation varies for different individuals.
It should be very limited alcohol.
Occasional, if at all.
I have frequent occasions.
Occasional, if at all.
And of course, illegal substances are not a good idea.
Well, that's a good point because people think that drugs are something teenagers do. But it's unfortunate. There's a lot of people doing drugs that are like 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It's a big problem.
And I don't know. Willie Nelson looks pretty good for 80. He just turned 80. And,
too bad he can't remember anything that happened in his life.
There may be some advantage to that. You know, he just every day is a new day. But
I love everybody.
Well, I've got a patient in his 60s with emphysema, and he's never smoked tobacco, but he smoked a joint every single day of his life.
Ah.
So it's not a safe thing to do.
True.
Yeah. That's a good point. People think, oh, it's a cigarette. Or I love this one. Well, I gave up cigarettes because I don't want to get cancer. I'm just smoking cigars now. What is that?
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those that one cigar at the 19th hole and you're not inhaling is not going to do you in. And I could argue you get more benefit from the relaxation and hanging around your buddies than you do.
But you can do that without a cigar.
Well,
besides,
some of these guys just hold it.
You'll stink. I mean,
well, I just got off the golf course. I already stink.
I think it's safe to say tobacco in any form, dip, chewing, smoking, snuffing,
inhaling
is bad. I'm sure Dr. Anderson agrees with this.
I agree.
All right, so let's go to B. We're on the ABCs. How about B, bioidentical hormones?
Well, hormones are desperately important. As time goes on, it just becomes more and more obvious how important hormones are. For men, as they age, their testosterone drops, and it's affected them tremendously. They get weaker, less strength, less motivation, less libido. It's just a bad idea. And, of course, on female hormones, there's been all sorts of controversy, but I think understanding the risks and the benefits and being monitored properly, bioidentical hormones for women are very important as well.
Well, and we see, I was looking up research this morning, and besides the effect of testosterone spiking after the events, they've shown that testosterone will increase dopamine, and they're using it in their trials for Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
There's some great research on that.
At the University of Florida in Gainesville, these are published studies where patients with Parkinson's responded better to their anti-Parkinson's medications when they had their testosterone levels raised. And so it's not just, hey, I look and feel good, but there's evidence that it prevents or can be used in treatment of diseases, too.
And the testosterone raises dopamine levels in the brain, and, of course, in Parkinson's, dopamine is deficient. But outside of that, it's often been said, and I believe it's true, that testosterone is a very important brain food. And now we have a hint, the first little hint, of why it's a brain food, because it raises dopamine levels.
Well, right. not just that.
Serotonin, too.
Yeah, there was another study that came out that talked about the having good vascular health, especially cerebral vascular health, is really important. We know that hormones play a big role in that. So I think that we're going to find more and more evidence as to why this is working. For our listeners, if you haven't already done this, I know a lot of you have, but on our website, emtexas.com, there's actually a little test you can take. So you can go on, you can score yourself, and you can see if maybe you actually have a deficiency in hormones. There's some of the symptoms there. You can just do the yes, I have, no, I don't have that, and kind of see where you are and if it's something that maybe you would benefit for. Of course, you need the lab test, but that sends us in the right direction, because if you're answering no to a lot of those questions, pretty much your hormones are probably in check.
And it's not an old person's problem. We see them, a lot of these men and women coming in their early mid-30s that are already having those changes for various reasons, and we get them corrected, and you'll see things like their lipid panels come back better, other disease states improving. I mean, we don't diabetics, we'll see their diabetes control improves. So we're not saying that it cures that by any measure, but it can be part of the puzzle to help them get overall better health.
Big improvement. Now, the other thing is that, and don't discount this, but it's really helpful in their jobs and their relationships. They're sitting there, they're 30 or maybe early 40s, and their relationships are going down the tubes. They hate their job. Their kids are driving them crazy, and they really think it's everything else, and it turns out it's hormones. They get fixed, and they're like, wow, everybody's gotten so much better. They don't realize it's actually them that has really made a big turnaround with the hormones.
Get them up so when your teenagers start complaining about you, say, and then you've got them at the right level.
That's right.
Whatever you're giving my dad, stop, because he's annoying.
That's perfect. All right. So C, since we have to have ABC, I said, what are we going to use for C? And you said
sex.
But that starts with an S.
Yes, we know.
So we're going to say coitus because that starts with a C. But this is true. If you want to stay young and you want to live a long time, sex is an important part of that, because one, it does raise those hormone levels naturally. May not, if you're deficient, get them to the best levels, but it does raise it. But also the exercise, the intimacy, we could go on and on and on.
It gets back to neurotransmitters.
Right.
I mean, I was looking at all this stuff this morning, and it just over and over again, it's what effect these things have on the neurotransmitters in our brain. brain. And, you know, so by altering those and it also raises the serotonin levels. That's that euphoric feeling. And, you know, there's, I got another study center for talking about evolutionary design that we were designed to try to keep that up. So rather than going out and getting pharmaceutical agents to artificially raise those levels, there are things you can do. That's the cocoa. I mean, there's nutritional things you can do. There's physical, that's exercise status. So I think it's all going to come back to neuroscience.
I think you're absolutely right. All right, so let's go on to supplement do's and don'ts before we head to the break. So there's certain supplements that are do's and there's certain supplements that are don'ts. And I would say on the don't go to the drugstore or the grocery store and load up your cart.
Yeah, the truth is there's very few that people need, but most people need a good multivitamin. They need omega-3 fatty acids to supplement what they're getting nutritionally, and most people will need to vitamin D. Not all, but most will. So you get those levels checked and see where they're at.
And resveratrol, I mean.
And then resveratrol, astragalus root for age management in particular, but you know what we call our four-pack when they call up or they're coming in. There's an article that came out in just a few days ago that showed that excessive levels of vitamin C and vitamin E caused these rodent-type animals, voles, to die earlier. But it didn't show that in mice, and they've got human studies that show that it doesn't. So this debate of how much is too much, you don't need a 100-fold increase in any of these. You just want to make sure the tank is full, that you're getting what you're not getting in your nutrition.
And for a lot of our patients who are always fatigued and routine tests don't show it, you know, we do the micronutrient analysis. And when we get the results, we find that these patients are coming in with a basket full of supplements. They're the wrong supplements.
The wrong ones.
They need much fewer, and they need the targeted, correct supplements. So I agree with Dr. Anderson's comments about the general supplements. And but, you know, if you're still not feeling well and all the routine tests are normal, a micronutrient analysis can be invaluable.
Well, not just that. And on our website, there's also a link to which drugs that you could be taking, prescription drugs, could be making you depleted in which vitamins. Very important information there. And we also have, under the micronutrient, we have a list of different symptoms and such that go with different deficiencies.
And I'm always amazed. People come in, they're on four or five different medications, whatever, and they're taking them, and they don't have a problem with that. But you tell them, go get a good multivitamin and take that, and they're like, well, you know, I don't know about that. And it's like, you'd rather take these pharmaceutical agents than
right.
you know, the ones we have are all vegetable based and natural, and it can make a big difference.
Yeah, and when you say the ones we have, that's stayyoungvitamins.com, stayyoungvitamins.com, or you can order the four-pack Dr. Anderson discussed, 1-800-910-3932, pharmaceutical grade, because we all know that the ones in the drugstore are not regulated by the FDA. They may or may not have what they say is in them. So we got to go to a short break. When we come back, what you need to know about HCG, HGH, and certain medications. You're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. Also, write down the website emtexas.com and the phone number 1-800-910-2300, 1-800-910-2300. Because you're going to need that to answer the dementia defender. Or if you just have questions about something we talked about on the show, maybe you're driving and can't quite remember it or whatever. But give us a call. We always love to talk to you. All right, so I put HCG together here with HGH because most people, they remember it starts with H. They don't know what it is, and they don't even know what these things are. So I wanted to throw them both out there so we can explain what's what. So,
well, I'll take the HCG diet. Obviously, the HCG diet is a very dangerous thing to do. The FDA has ruled on this and stated the obvious that people on the HCG diet are losing weight because they're starving. They're on a severe caloric restriction. They're starving. They're going to lose weight, but it's the wrong kind of weight, and they're not going to be able to keep the weight off.
Just to be clear, HCG is human chorionic gonadotropin versus human growth hormone.
Right. And HCG often in different parts of the country is given as drops under the tongue or pills. Those are all completely useless. They cannot be absorbed. The molecule's too large. The only way HCG works is through an injection, and it's quite costly. There are legitimate uses for HCG, particularly in male infertility. It will stimulate the testicles to produce testosterone and sperm. So there are legitimate uses for it. Of course, HCG, the chemical, is made by pregnant women in their placenta, and it's a helpful a chemical for pregnancy. So it has legitimate uses. It can be dangerous, even used for legitimate uses. But certainly in the HCG diet, it's a complete, even if you used injectable HCG, it's the severe caloric restriction, which is dangerous, that causes the short-term weight loss, but not long-term.
Okay, I got something to say about this. Because what about the, 200, 300-pound guy that goes in there and he starts getting these injections? We know it stimulates the testes. We know that it works in infertility. So is he just going to become some baby daddy? because he's in there getting that for weight loss and suddenly, boom, hey, she's pregnant. I mean, it could happen, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's got a low sperm count to begin with, the HCG will stimulate it, and he will be able to get women pregnant. And that's how it's used. And men with low sperm counts, they get HCG shots weekly or biweekly, and that's what causes the count to go
I'm
up.
I'm just saying. I know nobody else is saying that, but something to think about.
I don't think that.
You want to try it? I don't think it's a good idea. All right, let's talk about HGH, Dr. Anderson.
Well, human growth hormone is mostly from the sports world is where they hear, patients will hear about that, that some athlete has used human growth hormone to enhance a performance enhancer. But it really, way it helps a professional athlete if they were to use it would be it helps their recovery faster. Most of us make plenty of human growth hormone, and taking additional human growth hormone is not going to be beneficial. There's a test you do. It's called a glucagon stim test to see if somebody's deficient, and then you can monitor those levels with a blood test called insulin-like growth factor. So there's ways to do it safely and appropriately, but most of us won't need it because if you're eating that lean on the nutrition, and it's again how it feeds in, that lean, high-protein, low-carb diet, those amino acids that are in those proteins will stimulate your anterior pituitary gland to produce your own human growth hormone. And then if you go lift heavy, you can increase your own growth hormone that way too, because the body's going to respond to that resistance exercise. So it's out there. It's not going to have a need very often. And for most people, it's cost prohibitive because it'll run $400 to $800 a month.
And there's tests. I mean, there's tests to see if it's legitimate.
Right.
And there's two points here. One is there is the rare adult who has legitimate adult growth hormone deficiency and who needs it, but they are very uncommon and usually need to be under the care of an endocrinologist. The other thing is taking human growth hormone inappropriately is not innocuous. It causes growth. Therefore, in the body every day, everybody has mutations. The immune system kills these mutations generally before they turn into cancer. But if you're under inappropriate human growth hormone, that's going to cause these mutated cells to grow quickly, faster than the immune system can get a hold of it, and you can get cancer. So HGH is not innocuous.
Well, and if you need to, the cosmetic effects, they get the frontal bossing, forehead gets
so
big
bizarre.
And it looks like the Star Trek character.
Yeah.
There are some side effects if it's not done when appropriate and managed appropriately.
Well, and not just that, we talk about side effects. Those are big things you're talking about, but it can also cause nerve, muscle, and joint pain, swelling in because of fluid. There's too much fluid within the tissues, carpal tunnel syndrome. The cholesterol levels can go too high, and then they can actually end up getting heart disease. So these things shouldn't be taken lightly.
No, and I know there was an NFL player, I think it was Lyle Alzado, who died of brain cancer, and he was convinced it was due to the illegal substances he was injecting, which I suspect included HGH. I don't know for sure.
Yep. The other one that we sometimes talk about that's, down in the next level after doing hormones and stuff are pharmaceutical medications that have shown anti-aging benefits. One in particular are the statin medications for cholesterol lowering. So, there is a way to get a little bit of statin therapy by using a supplement, red rice yeast.
For our cholesterol.
Cholesterol, but that's the main component in that, that will help have that anti-inflammatory effect. So we talk about aging. You talk two main messengers for that are hormones and inflammation. So anything we can do to reduce inflammation helps. The other class of medication are the blood pressure medications called ACEs or ARBs, and these medications, the easiest way to explain it, are anti-salt. So they block some of the inflammatory effects that sodium has on our body. And then a third class or a third medication is metformin, often used to help lower blood sugars. And its mechanism of action is it's an insulin sensitizer, meaning it makes your tissues more responsive to the insulin. So even in somebody who's not diabetic, they don't get the spikes in the insulin. They don't have to put out as much insulin because when you get spikes in your insulin, that causes inflammation.
Yeah, but beware, you don't want to take metformin loosey-goosey because you
well,
can drop
right.
your sugar so low
yeah.
you pass
right.
out.
You're in coma.
And
look how young I look. My ventilator.
And these are obviously would have to be by prescription and monitored.
And when appropriate.
But, you know, we see it clinically. You get the guy that comes in that's overweight, hypertensive, and has got a little bit elevated blood sugar. And, you know, he's taking these same three prescriptive combination. And he's doing better than the guy who doesn't have the diseases. And, you know, when we do our ANS testing, he'll come out better on that than the guy who doesn't have the diseases.
He comes out completely clean. You're like, what the heck? So, oh. Oh boy.
It's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender has swooped into the studio with his cape with the double D on it. Dementia Defender usually gives you a puzzle for your brain. Today, it's a puzzle for your amygdala. That's right. The amygdala is part of your brain that deals with emotional memory. Are you ready for the riddle? A blind beggar had a brother who died. How sad. What relation was the blind beggar to the brother who died? And brother is not the answer. That's right. A blind beggar had a brother who died. What relation was the blind beggar to the brother who died? And brother is not the answer. It's your turn. Turn your amygdalas on.
Send your answers to us. You can either go to the website emtexas.com and you can do it on the contact us there, or you can call us at 1-800-910-3932. And we want to tell Shelley Johnson that we will be sending her out a book for last week, and we appreciate her response. So go to emtexas.com, send your answers and your explanations, and we may just be sending you a free copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. This was a great show. I love that we did that. We kind of tied it all back together and just did a show on the ABCs and 1-2-3s.
Well, I think the point is a lot of this is very simple things that people can do. They're inexpensive, accessible. I mean, everybody can get out and move and get some exercise. Everybody can work on improving their nutrition. It doesn't take a big effort to go get some good quality supplements. So, you know, everybody...
doesn't take an effort. All you got to do is go to stayyoungvitamins.com.
Right. Everybody who listens, there's something they can improve on between now and the next week.
And they can solve the Dementia Defender riddles. That'll keep their brains active.
Right.
Their amygdalas.
In this case, the amygdala.
You know what is funny about that? That's the part of the brain that's also affected when you have... guess what? Sex.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that. What a revelation.
Yeah. All right. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com and join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today. And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit StayYoungTheBook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting StayYoungTheBook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.